Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Hey! I believe we're in double figures now. This is episode 10.
Episode 10, that's really good. They said it couldn't be done.
I'm Joe McGrath.
My name is Joe Smith.
We make up the Sloppy Joes podcast. Yeah. And well, I say me and you. This is another addition to the podcast.
Producer Ethan, let's see them. Ethan?
Hello, Joes. Hello, fellow sloppers. Ethan here. I'm really sorry I can't make this week's episode. I am in Ayia Napa, of all places, which I wouldn't really expect myself to be in a place like this, but here we are. These things happen. But yeah, I can't be here for this week, so I've managed to organise a very special replacement producer to make up for it. I think you'll recognise him. I'm sure you'll do a cracking job. So back to you guys to introduce who it is.
And the producer, he does look rough.
First of all, he needs some veg. Struggling out there in Ayia Napa. Who've we got on the desk?
Who've we got? It is Jay Motti.
Yes, Jay.
How are you,
yes,
Jay? Jay?
How you doing?
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Pressing these buttons is hard.
It's not. It's easy, and you look great doing it. How are you, Jay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Right, can we just tell you people, obviously the audio listeners will not know what's going on, but for the visual listeners, Jay is behind the screen.
Jay's in the corner.
The first time ever, he's normally front and centre here from Stretford Paddock looking handsome. I mean, you still look handsome, Jay, but you're in
Thank
charge.
You.
How
you.
Is your finger in?
What?
He's on the
hey.
Skills.
Oh, yeah, I've got it down to a fine art. I'm just learning to press... One, that's for you.
That's for me.
Yeah.
One for right. me. So he's yeah. coming to me.
That's for Sorrow. Two for Joe. Joey.
What's the?
That's the that's what we call the wide.
That's
shot.
The wide shot. Yep.
And that's on me.
Yeah, look, he's got magpies in that.
Back to the wide.
What's
there
coming
you go.
Up on today's show, then, Joe?
Is it busy?
Just a bit.
Is it right? So we're going to do 9 out of 10 club. We've got some controversy. We need to clear that up. And Jay is in charge of
Jay's this week.
Jay's
first week here, and he's on 9 out of 10 club duty.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Jay, for coming on. By the way,
Agony Bants.
Anytime.
Agony Bants.
We answer your questions. Obviously, listeners get in touch with some conundrums.
People are struggling out there.
Really
We've got to
struggling.
Do it for them.
Joe versus Joe. It is Sound of Music versus. Well, I can tell you now for the first time, my specialist subject this week is going to be numbers 1 to 10.
One of the most fundamental subjects possible, by the way.
And then we're going to be doing an Ask Us. Yeah. Because Ethan's not in, but we've got your questions in for the podcast.
We'll get Jay to answer them.
This week. We start
it's so
every...
good to see you, Joe.
It's
so
great to see you. Mate. Well, how has your week been?
My week's been all right, actually.
Talk to me.
Well, if I were to do this action...
Right, so he's got his hands. He's got his hands in his other hand.
What would that suggest to you that I've been doing this week?
See, I already know. You've been doing some martial arts, haven't you?
I've started a jiu-jitsu class, Joe.
All right, now this is strange, isn't it? I mean, why jiu-jitsu and why now in your life?
Okay, firstly, why jiu-jitsu? Because it's a... I would say, based on the very
He's thinking on the spot,
I've done, that it's probably the martial art that can help you in a street fight the most in the shortest amount of training hours.
Okay.
Because it takes people to a realm that they've never been before.
Crikey.
The ground.
Yeah.
Grappling. None of this striking, kicking, headbutting
okay.
nonsense.
Yeah.
I see you. You're a threat. You want to dance?
Me? No.
Let's go to the floor, big boy. Let's see what kind of dancing you can do down there. And I'll tell you what it is. Breakdancing. So I'm breaking your arms and I'm dancing all over your corpse.
So if you get into a fight with your jiu-jitsu skills...
Just to clarify. I have no jiu-jitsu skills. I've done one lesson.
Yeah.
But my word, was it good. It was really good. I was there, right? So what happens is you go in, you do a little warm-up.
You know, a little bit.
Then you sort of split into little groups and you slowly...
You split into little groups?
I say groups, pairs. You slowly kind of, you know, the instructor gives a little tutorial and then you follow it within your pair. A much
okay,
slower,
nice.
worse way.
Yeah.
Basically. And then it got to the point by the end of it. So first of all, you just do a little move. Then you do a sort of slightly bigger move. And then by the end of it, it's like, right, it's just you against each other fighting.
Really? Scrapping?
Scrapping. You're not allowed to throw strikes, but other than that, just do what you want. You can tickle if that's going to get the job done.
Can you bag them?
You can't teabag them, no.
No, not teabag them. Sorry. Anyone. Just pull the pants down.
Yeah, you can do that.
Really?
Yeah,
great.
It's part of the rules in that. But by the end, it was literally just fight.
Really?
To submission, right? So one of you has to tap out. So I was with this lad who I'd been practicing with all day.
Can I say, you're an intimidating looking guy, you know, if you don't actually know you.
Okay.
What, how tall are you?
That's a real insult, veiled compliment.
Yeah, you're very tall.
Cheers for that,
Jay. You're not that intimidating. You look like Jesus.
You're big.
I mean, come on.
I could do some damage to someone.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a DJ.
Well, I'm not hard looking, but I'm big. Right. So last thing is fight to submission. Now, I got on top of him, right? Just because that's how it's laid out. You take it in turns.
Take it in turns?
So you start on the bottom one.
What is this?
And then they start on the bottom. Yeah?
This feels like Gareth Keenan in The Office.
Yeah.
It's mad, this.
So sometimes you're a top and sometimes you're a bottom, and that's just how jiu-jitsu works, right?
It
so
really is. And often you've got to do the bow beforehand as well.
Yeah, you do. So what happened is I got on top of him, and I was in a sort of what you would describe as like a dominant position.
So you could batter him now.
Well, that's the thing. You're doing this instinctively. You're going, batter him. There is no this. There is no strikes.
Oh.
So now I'm in a point where, yes, physically I've got the advantage, and I just was on top of him, and I just whispered to him, I don't know any submissions. And I was thinking he'd go, I thought I might teach more, or just say, okay, we can stop there and I'll take a go. He just went, just twist what you want. just grab what you want and twist what you want.
This is mental.
So I was just...
You're on top of a stranger and he's just whispered, twist what you want.
Just twist it until I say stop, basically is what he said. So at this point, I just started... I was just going. I was just like grabbing his face, like twisting his arms, trying to pull
what
him
about
into
his ears?
Armlock, doing his ears, like fingers in the eyes and stuff. I was just doing everything. Tapping, he tapped me out, pulled my arm off, all sorts.
He pulled you off?
Yeah, oh, he pulled me off good and proper, right? But then, so like, the thing is it's a mixed class. Ages, gender, experience, everything. You just turn up and you just go in.
Yeah, because that is jiu-jitsu.
That's jiu-jitsu. Just, you know, I've made that up. They don't do that in the class.
Oh, does it not?
No, it's way more. It's way less sad than I'm making it out. It's proper. It's like a real thing. And then 2 seconds before the end, this guy comes up to us and goes, oh, have you not swapped partners yet? And we're like, no. So he went with my partner, and I was left
this
to fight.
This feels weird.
I don't know how old. A very, very young woman who was about 5'4".
Oh, no.
So I'm there like... Neither of us know what we're doing. This is just basically like a little street fight where I'm just fighting a kid.
This sounds crazy. This honestly sounds mad.
And we're going, we're rolling, like trying to fight each other. And then the next thing she knows, she goes, my back! And she's
what
like,
you mean?
She went, my back's cracked.
Oh, no.
And I was like, and I went, I'm sorry. She went, don't stop. And I was like, no, I don't know what to do. So I carried on this. She went, no, stop. And then I stopped. She looked like, and then she like unclicked her back, got back up, fucking started welling me. It was brilliant. It was really, really good. Really
this
enjoyed
is
it.
Crazy.
Yeah. Got blisters all over my feet. Took all the skin off the top of my feet from like pushing off the floor and stuff. Really good.
Are you gonna go again?
Yeah, oh, big time. There will be updates.
Really?
Yeah, you just get your head kicked in and people like you twisting.
Why do you wanna do that?
Do you know why, Joe?
Why?
There's one word, and I don't think you've ever had it in your life.
Here we go.
That word is control. Yeah? Whether it's chatting to someone you've never
cheeky
met.
Cheeky fucker.
Whether it's...
World,
you know,
buffets.
In a difficult situation, whether it's at a world buffet, you need to know you're in control of wherever that conversation may go. And even if it goes to the floor, in 6 to 8 years' time, I will have a minute level of control.
So are you currently working on a belt?
I'm not, because I'm in the fundamentals class at the minute. So I don't think they start awarding belts yet. Yeah. I think I have to work my way up. But yeah, you work towards a... I think you start on a white belt by default and then you work up to a blue belt.
Of course.
What age was it, Joe? You say this girl was young.
I don't know. And again, I wouldn't want to disrespect her because she had more...
Yeah,
she had like kickboxing shorts on.
I don't want to get my head kicked
no,
in,
Joe. And everyone was really nice. That's the thing. It was really nice. It was good. But she can't have been older than 20.
Nah. Okay. That's,
you know, it was a very young person who was a lot smaller than me. But my God, was it fun.
Wow.
I'll be going back next week.
Have you ever done martial arts, Jay?
No, I haven't, to be honest with you. I'm not into all that. It sounded a little bit homoerotic. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
but they're like whispering to each other and, oh, just pull that and
yeah,
oh, I don't know any what? Submissions. And you know, it's a bit too familiar for me.
Did you douche before going?
I did, yeah, but that's because I had a big curry for dinner.
What about you, Joe?
The last thing I want is to pull up.
Have you done any martial arts, Joe? You look like you have. Have you?
I look like I have what done a martial arts.
You
what,
look like you've
martial seen
arts.
Kung Fu Panda. I've done no martial arts ever. And I don't
you
plan
do
on
look
doing.
Like Kung Fu Panda a little bit.
That's not what I was getting at.
Yes, it is.
He's fully taking Ethan's spot, isn't he?
I know.
Slagging me off all the time.
Big weight and that.
My mum didn't like that bit. Like when Ethan had to go up your weight.
What, he fat shamed Joe?
Oh, he did, Jay.
That's
he did,
a
Jay.
Bit out yeah, of order.
Positions mean. Get rid of him.
Do you know what I mean?
He started it, your mum.
Yeah, my mum. One signature. I've never done martial arts, but I've got shoulder problems. They pop out.
Do they?
They pop out, Jay.
Do they?
My shoulders pop out.
Really?
I'm going to see a physio.
Have
soon.
We told that story on the podcast?
Which one?
When your shoulder popped out.
Yep. We're not saying. No, I've told it on another podcast. It's famous there.
So what do you mean it's famous? What do you mean it's famous there? Like it's copyright.
I have.
Just tell it now.
No, I have.
Tell it now. The camera's getting turned off.
No.
Producer James got a lot more authority than Ethan ever had.
Shoulders pop out, so I don't want to get into combat. So
what
they popped out in certain situations. They popped out when I was on a Benidorm water slide. Yeah. I went down and I hit the water too hard with the impact, and it came out. Andy, my best mate, it was like one of those race ones. So you know you go up and you're buzzing like that. Ooh. And then you see your mate there, and then you'll woof, fly up like that.
Yeah.
And as soon as my shoulder hit the water, I felt it a little bit then.
Has it popped out?
No, it's not. But it's so
I'd kill for it to pop out now.
So sore. I remember it popped out when I played. I decided to play rugby union when I went to Salford Uni, and it was the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah, popped out then.
It popped, right, here's what happened. You know when I got tackled that hard, it popped out, but I managed to stay on my feet, and then me and this guy were having a little bit of a, like, you know, when your head's down, you're pushing and shoving, all legal, and then someone came behind me.
Still legal?
hit me so hard that way that it popped back in. It was fixed. Fine. Stephen Tries podcast, you want to listen to that one? It was, I don't know what episode it was.
I'm not plugging there. It's
oh, yeah. Yeah, because Stephen Tries needs our support, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, he's struggling. Let's give him a plug.
I can't believe that. I need some stories from you. You get away with it.
You a big one.
That was all about jujitsu.
Go on.
There's a guy on our street who has a routine that is just crazy. Right. Every day about 10 a.m., he decides to. He lives down the road and he comes to the end of our street on the corner. He decides to clear his throat at the end of our, like outside my house. And I mean, this is a routine every weekday about 10 a.m. He'll go and stand outside my house over a grid and go, like that, and really clear his
and
throat. And spit into the grid. The only reason why I don't think he does it in his own house is because I think, because he does it that loud and that violently, there'd be trouble.
Really?
So now he does it outside our house, but it's horrific. It's a good 30 seconds to a minute long, this clip, you know.
And it builds slightly. Someone like you might be asked to leave the room before you fart or something. Or you might do that. Do you think that's what he's doing?
I think
it's such a violent and horrific that he just goes and does it in the street.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, isn't
it? Why is he doing that outside your house? Have you said anything to him?
What? No.
Sorry. Am I interrupting something?
No, sorry. I was
just fucking podcast that we're doing.
What happened? Sorry, no, I'm clicking on my next story that I want to talk about.
Jesus Christ, let's talk about this
I thought
first.
That story was done.
Yeah, I did as well. Say something to him.
I'll record it for next time. We can play it on the show.
Okay. Why are you so scared to say something to him?
Because, you know, he might have troubles.
Does he look like he's troubled?
I don't know. What do you think?
Why don't you want to say anything? Who is it?
What do you think, Jay?
You're so coy about this. Ain't he being weird about it?
What do you mean? I'm not being weird about it, Jay.
Listen, take Joe with you, because he does jiu-jitsu. Joe can have a word for him.
You know what I've learned in that 1 hour of jiu-jitsu? Fuck all. So we can't be taking me anywhere to deal with anything like that.
You could twist his throat.
I could twist his throat. Bring it on. What about you, Jay? How's your week been?
Yeah, it was all right. I went down to Southampton to scatter my lady friend's nana's ashes. So, you know, God rest her. But go on.
Well, I just want to get on the scattering side of things.
Go on.
What did you do? Like, just go on
that. Well, I didn't take part in the scattering. I was just there.
I thought you were like a handful.
No. They have it in a machine. Well, it's like an urn. Thing and then you go like juggle it like that and it sort of pumps out ash near this tree in this crematorium where, you know, it was a nice little place.
Right.
But yeah, I was telling you guys, I went down there for the funeral, yeah, obviously, yeah, a few months ago, and I got fucking racially profiled at the funeral.
Really?
Yeah, because I was the only like mandem there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what, you put the camera on YouTube.
I was the only non-white person at the funeral, but I was in a suit. I looked smart. So, I mean, it wasn't like rocks up in shorts and a flip flops.
It would have been fine to racially profile, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think it should be right either way, really.
And the vicar comes over straight to me, sees, looks around, he's smiling at everyone, sees me, storms over, and he's like, "Oh, can I ask how you know the family?"
This is mad.
Yeah. So I just said, "I'm a fucking Paul Berry dickhead. Fuck off." Shagging a granddaughter. Fucking knob. And that was the end of that.
That's bad though, that, actually, isn't it?
That is bad.
Yeah, it was, honestly.
Did it have that feel genuinely, like he, you know, it was consciously or subconsciously, it was that?
Well,
like
my brother-in-law was in hysterics. He's like, "I can't believe you just got racially profiled."
Is
I was the only one he asked. It might have just been a coincidence. No. But it was a bit weird because he sort of went out of his way to come over to me.
That's not coincidence.
And I thought, like, what did he actually think I was doing?
Yeah,
like,
odd.
Did he think I was gate crashing fucking funeral? I was going to nick something. It was really weird.
Speaking of that, did you know, right, there's a thing in, like, churches.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, places where they're kind of, like, open to the public or open to their kind of...
Yeah.
Where there will be people who just go to funerals every weekend for
really?
Free food. For the buffet.
For the buffet? Wasn't it a buffet,
it's like a known
Jay?
Thing. They call, yeah, it's like a known
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, now th-
like
there is a thing.
Like, they'll turn up and they'll be like, "Oh, so sad." Anyway,
really?
A bit of smoked salmon. Yeah, they do it. People who don't even know.
It's like a good buffet. I'd go for some smoked salmon.
It's not bad, though, is it?
Got up in price a bit. Jake, was there a buffet at yours?
There was a bit of a do afterwards, yeah. But not at the actual place, like, where the crematorium was. We all went off to somewhere else. But you could do it, couldn't you? Because no one's going to question you.
No one's going to.
And who's going to think, oh, you must, like, the person that's passed away might have known you, and no one else did. Yeah. So you could blag it.
Where would you like, you've died.
Yeah.
Sorry to break it to you. No. Where would you like, if anyone hears weird noises on the podcast audio version, Jay's accidentally pressed a different button. On the
I got record. Confused there, sorry.
You died. Where and how, like, do you want your ashes to be scattered?
Where and how?
Like,
okay, right.
So
yeah,
where and how? That's exactly what I meant.
I want you to compact them as densely and tightly as possible into a bullet, and I want you to fire that bullet into the heart of the man that killed me.
What if you just, like, what if you got cancer?
Just the doctor, then. The doctor that failed to save me.
Wow.
Yeah. Take this.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's mad. Did you ever hear the Tupac story with his asses? They smoked him, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, he's the.
What are you talking about?
Like, there was the story, right, that Tupac, his ashes, his mates smoked them in a spliff. Some of his ashes, they put them
that's
in a spliff.
Insane.
Yeah.
Right. Would that be all right for you?
I wouldn't mind that, yeah. What would you do with your ashes?
I've got a real, like, I'd love to, like, have them in a big firework. But then no one know the fireworks going off because I've got a real thing about the element of surprise.
Is that your favourite element on the periodic table?
If there's a viral video that includes the element of surprise, it is my dream video.
Really?
The one video at the minute that's doing really well is in America. People are blowing up basketballs to the point where they're just about to blow, and then they're bouncing them,
and
the element of surprise in that.
You love the element of surprise.
I love it.
What do you prefer, Jay? Hydrogen, nitrogen, or the element of surprise?
I'm a big fan of potassium.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
So I'd have mine in like a Catherine wheel or like just a, you know.
Or just firing out everywhere all over people.
Bang!
Yeah, like that. Dust everywhere.
Dust. Yeah, but also a bit of spark. I'd like a little bit.
That's how you want to be remembered, Joe. I'm sure you will.
The only fun news stories I wanted to bring to you today is about a guy who bloody loves Chernobyl. Right?
The TV show?
No. The I don't know what it's called. The bit in Ukraine. what is it called? Is it a city? Was it a city?
Town, I think.
Town. So this guy loves Chernobyl. Can't get enough of it.
Right.
Loves it. His special day, he's proposed to his girlfriend of 3 years outside a power plant.
How old is she?
I'm girlfriend of 3 years. We've gone out for more than 3 years.
Oh, okay, thank God.
I just love that. It's on a special occasion. You know, some people go to Paris. Some people do it on beaches. You know,
Milton Keynes.
Some people do it in... I think... What do you mean, Milton Keynes?
I thought you went to Milton Keynes.
I went to Cleethorpes.
Oh, sorry.
It is like the north version of Paris. You know, some people do it in romantic settings.
Yeah.
James did it in front of a nuclear power plant.
That's nice, that, isn't it?
Because he loves Chernobyl.
Why does he love it so much?
I don't know.
What would you do?
I only got that line of the
story.
What
would you do if Becky proposed to you at Chernobyl? Like, you go, you know, let's go to Ukraine for holidays. You know, get your gas mask and that.
Do you still need to wear a gas mask, Jay? I don't think you do, Jay, do you?
What, down at Chernobyl?
Yeah, I don't think
you do. Nah, you'd be all right.
You're all right.
Yeah, it's all nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah. You're all right now.
It's all blown over now.
It's been done.
Yeah. Blown over Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I'd worry about putting the ring on my finger in case I did get, like, you know, infected by it and my fingers went massive.
That's interesting, that, though. It's not very romantic, is it?
It's not a very romantic
What's
story.
What's the least romantic place to get proposed to, do you think?
The dump.
Yeah.
You know, although, do you like recycling? Do you, Jay?
Yeah, I'm big on that. Recycling. You've got to, aren't you? Because the black bin men only come once in Fortnite.
Don't be racially profiling them, please.
Yeah. No matter what they look like.
No, the bin men aren't black. I mean, the bin men for the black bin. Glad we cleared that up.
Glad we cleared that up. Right, and that has been Breaking Joe's.
Right, we're out.
Jay's fitting right in, isn't he?
He's loving it. Yeah. Ethan will be fuming watching this tonight.
I'm no Ethan James, though. We all know that, but I'm glad just to be here.
Here's a tease, though. Ethan is saying he's going to record a little bit of a vlog for us. Yeah. So we'll be able to watch that on the Sloppy Joe's podcast, and that's going to be funny, isn't it?
It's going to be very exciting.
I want to tell you a bit now. I don't know. I want to do 9 out of 10 Club. 9 out of 10 Club!
9 out of 10 Club!
What is it, Joe?
9 out of 10 Club is the club that basically honours the fact that Joe McGrath doesn't know how to give food a bad review. Every single thing he's ever eaten, you've seen him on the Manc, you've seen him all over the place. Everything he's eaten, he goes, oh, the flavour's on that. Oh, the texture's on that. So in honour of that, as Joe falls off his chair, in honour of that, we created a club where we only put things in that genuinely are 9 out of 10. Yeah. So they're not 10, you know, it's not the best food of all time, but it's pretty close. So every single week we take it in turns, bringing the food to the table and convincing the other two that it's worthy of the 9 out of 10 club. Now, this week it should be, I think, Ethan's week.
Yeah.
But instead we've got Jay and he's going to bring his food.
Well, before we get into that, there's a bit of controversy, Jay, and I want to bring you in on this. Last week, I went, I was on holiday in Canada. I tried a chocolate bar, which I believe to be one of the best chocolate bars I've ever, you know, tasted, and I brought it home to share with the Sloppy Joes.
Is this going to turn out the chocolate bar was on steroids or something?
No, it's worse. I believe that the Sloppy Joes community should know about this bar. We tried it. You loved it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Ethan loved it. And it was called the Wonder Bar. Now, the hygiene in this office means that I've still got the wrapper here because it was on the side when I was making us a brew. The Wonder Bar.
What's happened, Joe? I'm scared.
As soon as we put the video online,
oh no!
Everyone started to say that this amazing Canadian treat
that you can only get in Canada,
that you can only get in Canada, is actually the Star Bar. So. And I feel pretty guilty because...
Is it? It's not.
Well, Joe, can you... Just close your eyes. Can you remember what last week tastes like?
Exactly what the Wonder Bar tastes like. It made it in the 9 out of 10 Club.
I feel pretty guilty, Jay, because someone then bought... Let me see Joe's face here. Joe's trying the Wonder Bar, a.k.a. the Star Bar. What is it, Joe?
It's a Wonder Bar.
No way!
How has this happened?
I don't know how it's happened. I feel so sorry because someone on our YouTube comments went, guys, I've just ordered a case of 24 from Canada. That's a lot of delivery, that. And he could have just gone to the local shop.
Are they the same?
They're exactly the same. And I've done some Googling and it says the Wonder Bar in Canada, blah, 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 about what it is. And it says also known as the Star Bar in the UK.
I can't believe it. That guy's wasted 30 quid.
So upsetting, isn't it? So,
and I've had Star Wars before.
What do we do? You're head of 9 out of 10 Club. What do we do?
We leave it in. I'm sure it loses some of its luster because it's not what we thought it was. But it's the same. I can't believe it. See what we do? This is great news.
Why?
Let's focus on the positives. Because now everyone that's not based in Canada, which is most of the people who watch this, can now taste the Wonder Bar.
We weirdly have a lot of people.
Go and taste a Star Bar. Grab one from your local shop. You can get them anywhere. They're easy to find. Eat one and realise just what we went through when we had that Wonder Bar. And I imagine you didn't know it was already in England for the last 30 years.
Jay, was that a good enough apology?
I'd still want the Wonder Bar. Star Bar sounds crap.
Star Bar.
Wonder Bar sounds great. Cosmopolitan. Do you know what I mean? It's worth it. It's worth the extra money.
Jay, we hand over the show to you now.
Right.
So what we'd like you to do is talk us through what you're going to brought to the show. Give us a little description of it. Tell us what it means to you and then reveal what it is.
Can I say, I know what it is, but I've got to say,
I don't.
I've let this in for a certain reason. And you'll understand in a minute what I mean by that.
I'm a man of simple pleasures, right? I'm a creature of habit, and there's certain things that I like because they're reliable, you can trust them, and this... Can I describe it? Yeah.
Yeah.
This burger is one of those things. It's one of those where if you need a burger...
Guess what it is?
It only costs, I think, 99p. It's nice, does the trick, and throughout my life, I've always eaten them. I've never gone off them. I've always liked them. And if you've got a quid and you pass in the place that sells them and you get one, you're happy.
What is it, Jay?
It is the McDonald's cheeseburger.
The single.
Right.
Now, you don't know this, Jay.
Right.
I'm going to get it.
You don't know this.
Right, go on.
But a couple of weeks ago, Joe McGrath brought to the table, to the 9 out of 10 club, the triple cheeseburger.
Right.
And that made it in.
Yeah.
Now,
can I just say, if he asked for the double, I would have said no, because it's kind of
too close.
But the single is, I think it's a completely different burger.
It's a very different thing.
It's interesting
that we're even allowing this, to be honest.
I allowed it because I just thought, because it's just, how small is it?
It's so small.
But that's part of the appeal. You know,
is it really? It's, slide it over when you don't.
Nice little cheeseburger.
I mean, take into consideration,
quid or 99p.
For about half an hour.
I can't believe this is happening. Look, I never thought this would happen.
Well, that's reliable. You can set your watch to that.
What time is it?
Hey?
you can set your watch to that burger.
Let's just leave the camera on you while you eat that. There you go.
This bit often gets cut.
No, it doesn't get cut. We don't cut the magic on this show.
What we're going to do is we've got to forget that the triple cheeseburger exists. No, we haven't.
Yeah.
Forget that it's in the 9 out of 10 club. What is this?
There's so much bread, though, Jay.
It's not. It's a little bit of bread. It's a nice bit of burger. Nice bit of gherkin. There you go.
It's not as good as the triple cheeseburger. So now we have to argue, is the triple cheeseburger so good that you can be worse than it and still be a 9 out of 10?
The fact that it's a quid is a good value.
Yeah.
Take that into consideration.
Cost of living crisis.
Jay's just trotting out a few keywords.
Absolute
the
Tories.
Rail strikes. Cost of living crisis.
Gas prices. Lynch,
the war on freedom.
Yeah.
The woke brigade.
Exactly.
Now, it is good. And like you said, I've been having these my whole life as well.
Yeah.
What, a single cheeseburger from McDonald's? We've all been having these since we were born.
How many foods have you eaten throughout your whole life?
Like,
what are you talking about?
Like, consistently. Have you always ate Greggs? Have you always ate Burger King? Have you always ate KFC?
No.
Have you always ate Nando's?
No.
Have you always ate cheeseburger from Mackey's?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
That's what I mean.
That gets in.
Come on then, talk me through it. What are you
right, well, here's the thing for me. There's a lot of bread going on. And the fact that... I mean, I can't get it out of my head that the triple exists, which is, you know, this my downfall. There's too much bread. It's two-thirds bread.
It's not fucking loads of bread. It's two-thirds bread.
It's two-thirds bread.
Say what? Yeah. Why don't you come over here and press your own fucking button?
No! Oh!
Hey,
don't take it to heart. We don't take it to heart.
Yeah. I'm only messing. Sorry.
I've got to be honest, it's not as good as the triple, is it?
You can still be not as good as something, but good enough to qualify.
That was a real sort of
The triple could be 9.4 and this could be 9.1.
What do you think, Joe? Because here's the new rule, by the way, Jay. we've all got to agree that it gets in, or otherwise it doesn't get in.
Right.
So you obviously agree that it gets in.
I don't want to say mine yet. You say it.
I think, for the sake that I've eaten it this much, for the sake that I always go back to it.
No. Don't. Don't, Joe.
Yeah, go on,
don't
Joe.
Give in. I know he's your work colleague. You love each other. No,
don't start being all political. You
know. All of those things mean that it's...
If you say this is 9 out of 10...
It's great, Joe.
Look at him bullying you.
The problem is, Joe, it's great. Right,
trying to bully you into not saying it.
The problem is it's a great burger. And it's got a homely quality to it. But I'm afraid...
It's
not 9 out of 10.
Fair enough.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean? Listen, some would accuse you of racism. I mean, out of curiosity, how many other black people have you had on this channel? Just out of curiosity. Any? None?
Ethan could do a voice.
Can he? Do Ofcom know about this? I'd love to hear Ethan's voice.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, do Ethan's puppets not count?
No, do you know what? It's fair enough.
Right, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
no, Jay. Don't apologise.
You make me feel bad. I get it.
No, listen, it's fine.
If you'd have got on this podcast before the triple had gone in, that might well have gone in.
It might well. It's
but
just
we
timing,
can't
isn't it?
The triple exists, so I'm afraid on this occasion, the triple cheeseburger is better than the single, and therefore it does not make it into the 9 out of 10 club. Thank you very much, well Jay, for sharing your story, sharing your life with us, but I'm afraid it can't go in. It's a street club these days,
street
isn't
club
it?
These
Jamie
days.
Got in with Tree Balls Extra Strong Mints.
You got in with butter. Do you like
what?
Butter, Jay?
Butter?
Yeah.
Really? And
yeah,
Strong Mints?
There's been a
Tree Balls Strong Mints? Rubbish.
There's been a checkered past with a 9 out of 10
But club. Do you like butter?
See, the problem
yeah,
is,
it's mint.
The thing is, everyone knocks it. Bugs. Everyone knocks it, but if you go, our good's butter, they go.
I prefer Marge.
What?
I prefer Marge.
No, you don't.
Margarine is better than butter.
You
what are
saying
talking
that.
About?
You are saying that to wind us up.
Well, but, no, I'm not trying to wind you up. Margarine is spreadable. It does the job. It tastes nice. Butter turns rock hard. It's myver. Forget that. Butter's like, oh, well, I'm just going to go into the pantry to get some butter because I'm living in the 18th century.
What is it? Margarine is the Twitter of
yeah, like, margarine's it's the 21st century and I'm a normal person, so I'm having marge on myself.
Disrespect.
Margarine tastes bad.
It tastes bad. I can't believe it's not fucking tasty.
Oh, fuck off.
It's really, really heated up.
I can't believe my burger didn't get in, or McDonald's burger, one of the most popular foodstuffs in the world. It won't get in, but you'll have Tree Ball Strong Mints, which is shit.
That is, yeah, there have been some dark days for the 9 out of 10 club,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, and
we're
butter's a
forward.
Bit
We've got
basic.
A new team of PR for the 9 out of 10 club.
Okay, fair game? Enough.
Guys, we have got a sponsor.
Sponsor
we love
the show.
A sponsor. Now listen, they are the wonderful people at Armstrong's Projects. They were established in 2016 and are a UK-based construction specialist. They are predominantly in the Northwest, and Armstrong's Projects, expertise in construction from a wide variety of sectors.
It's good,
Joe.
That. It
we
is
love
great, isn't it?
A construction.
The thing is, they've got a responsible team and they guarantee comprehensive turnkey construction service, Joe.
I love big words.
You do, along with their partner design teams and healthy database of approved supply chain partners. Services can be individually tailored.
And you can get your services individually tailored.
To meet clients' specific requirements, ensuring the expectations of quality, program, and budgets are all met.
Their team have experience in various building projects with values ranging from up to £5 million across a large variety of sectors, Joe.
Honestly, just being honest for a second, that's a lot of value.
That is a lot
of
value.
They can handle the big stuff.
They could build us a Sloppy Joe's bar.
A Sloppy Joe's bunker. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
When the end of the universe comes.
And we can get a Sloppy... Oh, God. Can I have a top bunk?
We'll argue about that later on. Okay, and as with people, so with places, Joe.
Yeah? They've got a good slogan.
They have.
What's the slogan?
We care, we communicate, we deliver.
Yes, they are a team of professionals who take pride in doing more for their clients, bringing a comprehensive devotion to customer service throughout. And if you want to find out more about Armstrong's Projects,
honestly,
the wonderful people who are helping Sloppy Joe's keep on going, it's www.armstrongs-uk.com. armstrongs.com. That'll be on the screen here.
It's also in the description, so check them out. Like I said, they're helping out the podcast. They're great guys over at Armstrong's Projects. Check them out. Link in the description. Thank you very much, Armstrong's Projects. Back on with the show.
Okay, right. So we've got some agony bants from real people.
Yeah.
Agony Bants is where we solve the listeners' problems and conundrums that they've got. So we just have to go with them, yeah?
All right. And, so have you got your best advice giving hat on, Jay?
Yes.
Okay, right, here we go. I've got Agony Bants here from Keep Me Anonymous. Give him a name, please, Jay. Any name?
Derek.
Derek's getting in touch here. Derek, this is a massive fan of the pod, and we need your help, guys. I'm a big United... No, I've started a brand new job a year ago, and me and the boss get on so well, thanks to the beautiful game. I'm a big United fan, up the paddock. And my boss is a Blackburn fan and a City fan. You can't be a two teams like that, can you?
You know, and a Chelsea and an Arsenal fan.
He says he's a bit of a brackets. He's a glory hunter. Mm. So we aren't sure of conversation. We got on that well. We started a WhatsApp group and we regularly chat about football. Mm. Now, here's where the problem begins. Recently, my boss has started using the WhatsApp group for work-related problems. Mm.
Over.
Now, here's where the problem starts. It started with small questions, but slowly these WhatsApp groups were starting to merge into him asking us to do big, heavy projects on a Sunday evening. What started off as football chat is not him dropping hints about doing extra work. I like the guy and even as boss, but don't want to be rude and say, can we just keep this about football? So what should I do, guys? How do I navigate this conversation to be back onto the thing we love, footy, and save work for work times?
The thing is, it's over. That chat is dead.
Yeah.
It's gone now. The horse has left the stable.
Yeah,
you're not getting it back in.
Yeah.
You have to make a new WhatsApp group without him in it.
Yeah.
It's the only way. Or if you've really got some guts, go to your boss and say, excuse me, can we have a chat? You keep using that. And he go, and then you keep using that for work stuff. And he'll go, yeah, I know, you're lazy fox. You talk about fantasy football in the daytime.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you to do some work on the weekends. It's done. Get out. No. Cut your losses. New WhatsApp chat. What do you think, Jay?
I think you go the other way, right? I think you absolutely spam it with loads of football chat constantly.
Yeah.
And then that way he's not going to put work stuff in because it'll slip through the net. So if you're just absolutely hammering it, like, oh, the latest news story on football, transfers, players, just everything. He's not going to slip in, oh, don't forget, so you've got to go and clear out the warehouse or whatever. Just spam it until he'll just mute it.
That's
so
good.
So as soon as he drops, as he drops a work chat, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. And then also, if you've not done the job, you say, oh, sorry, I forgot to do whatever. You say, oh, it's because there's about a million messages in there, and you know what I mean? I didn't see it.
That's really good.
What I'd say is...
kill him.
No. I'd do a couple of things. One, I'd rename the group Football Chat Only. Straight away. Fuck him.
That's passive aggressive,
isn't
it?
Jason's aggressive and yours is passive aggressive.
Yeah. Football Chat
Only. The next one might be a bit aggressive. Oh. If he does it again, kick him out.
You can't kick your own boss out of
you
WhatsApp
can't.
Group.
It's only WhatsApp.
That's grounds for termination.
No, it's not. That's unfair dismissal. If he sacked you like that, you say, well, you can talk about it. What do you mean?
It changed the name of the group to Football Chat Only. Watch as he changes it to You're Sacked.
Yeah, You're Sacked Only.
Yeah. Or what could the profile picture be so he really gets the...
Him with a noose around his neck.
Sick puppy.
Sorry, that's too much.
Maybe
not that.
Anyway, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, you're right there. Don't go with Jay. Jay's was the best one.
This one was a bit random. It's from a lady... Lady's name, please, Jay.
Lucinda.
Lucinda. That's what I've got to say. It's from a lady. We need a lady's name.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Please keep me anonymous. I love your podcast, and I'm a
Anonymous.
Anonymous. I'm a huge fan, but we're going to call you Lucinda. Lately, me and my boyfriend have been hooked to a multiplayer mobile game called Bounce. Wow. It's essentially a race game, and we're both
A race game?
Yeah.
Sorry? What is it?
A racing game.
Oh, a racing game.
Yeah, it's essentially a race game, it says here. We're both quite competitive at it. When I first introduced him to it, he was great at it, but it really hurt my ego. Now, after weeks of practice, I have also become a pro at the game. Unfortunately, my boyfriend barely wins now. I am torn. This is where the question comes in. I really enjoy playing it, but I don't want my boyfriend to think of himself as a loser. This is genuine. I don't want him to get insecure over the bounce abilities and break up with me. What should I do? I hope I can stay anonymous as a boyfriend. He's very sensitive about this and he's like to shed a tear if he watches the episode.
Can I just say, right, to...
He's clearly going to know who he is.
Lucinda, if he watches this episode, he knows that it's him.
Yeah.
Regardless of what pseudonym or moniker you employ.
Maybe
for
you shouldn't
the sake
have told
the,
us the game, should you?
Yeah. I think if you're like, oh, well, my girlfriend, we used to play Bounce together, and I used to be better than her, and now she's better than me. No, it must be someone else. Yeah. We ain't got enough viewers for that to be someone else. So here's what you got to do.
I've got an idea as well.
Okay, you go first.
Just take it to one side and sort your fucking head out.
Yeah.
Get better.
Go full Gaza.
Yeah, go training.
Yeah.
Start like you're giving yourself to jiu-jitsu. Give yourself to Bounce. Go full on in.
Yeah.
Bounce your head off.
Yeah.
Bounce. Get better, though. Don't expect for me to get worse. You up it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Like
full
that.
On team talk with him.
Yeah, and you go, at the end, give him a slap.
Hey, David, come here. He's at the dinner table with all his family. Come here.
Oh, is he playing ping pong?
Yeah. Bring him in. Hey, what have we said?
What have we said?
Get better.
Yeah.
Your head's gone. Your head's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fuck around with no boyfriend that can't bounce me out of the bedroom.
That's the key.
Go on, Jay.
Give him rewards. If you win, then you know what. And if you don't, we're not doing that.
But would you say there's a chance
here
that
maybe... You bounce on him if he bounces back?
Yes,
would you say
nice.
There's a chance maybe that this game doesn't mean that much to him? That she's going to sort of redeploy their entire sex life around a phone game? Could that be too much work?
No, but it's obviously important because they've contacted the podcast. So, yeah, I think just reward him if he wins and that'll motivate him. If it doesn't, then just stop playing the game. Get a fucking life.
Do you think you could break up with someone if they were so bad at an activity that you did together?
What sort of activity?
You remind me of a Candy Crush kind of guy, Jay.
No, I've never played Candy Crush. I never got into it. I went out with a girl once who was this thing who, when you set your date or your time on the Candy Crush, you get more lives, something.
Right, if you okay.
Put your clocks back on your phone.
Oh, okay.
You have to wait 6 hours, but you can change your clock. So you kind of think 6 hours have passed.
Right. And I remember one of my exes, she did that and went into work an hour early because she'd set the wrong time on the phone. I got there, no one was there. She's like, where the fuck is everyone? And I just realised because she set the wrong time on the phone playing Candy Crush.
That's bad, isn't it? Was that when you knew it wasn't going to work out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
was that it? The Candy Crush sagas? No,
she wasn't the crush after that, was she? That's the problem.
It wasn't because I started seeing someone else.
Jay. Yeah. Very, very rude, that.
Well, they're your problems. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send in your problems, send in your issues, and we'll sort them out.
Two real life sloppers there.
Real great sloppers.
I'm shutting my laptop because...
Wow. You finally realised that Joe versus Joe means you can't go on the Wikipedia page of your specialist subject.
I don't need it this week anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Joe versus Joe. Me and Joe go head to head in a battle.
Smoldering.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? A battle of intelligence of our chosen subjects. Mm. Yours is for the second week on the trot.
The Sound of Music.
Mine is, because I really need some points on the board, the numbers... 1 to 10.
One of the most fundamental categories you can possibly
pick. I think I'm going to be fucking good at this.
Just to be clear, it's 1 to 7 this season.
Yeah.
Of Joe versus Joe. If you lose,
yeah,
you wax your back. If I lose, I get my back sack and crack whacked.
Yeah.
It's currently 6-2 to me.
Yeah.
So if I win this week, you're getting your back waxed, yeah, and we're showing it to the audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big week for you, this,
it's
mate.
It's a big week. Yeah, well, I'm just, I'm not a cheater.
Okay.
Jay, I have sent you my questions for the Sound of Music on WhatsApp. Well. Yep. Have you got them?
Yeah, I've got them.
Right, so you can go. Would you want to go first? Should I go first at the bar or what?
I'll go first.
So, am I reading these out to Joe?
Stop at the answer.
Right, okay. Which actor played Captain Von Trapp?
The lead.
You should know this.
You should know it.
What is it, Jay?
Which actor played Captain Von Trapp?
What do you mean you forgot?
I forgot!
You've not
forgotten. I've not had a chance to revise this week.
You've got so... You live such a mysterious life. Just give 10 minutes to
I've been busy.
You've not.
I don't know. Luther Vandross.
Ooh, Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
So close, actually. It was Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer.
It was close, though.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Okay.
Is he dead?
Oh, actually, I made that up. He could be dead. Yeah, he could be dead.
He was very old if he wasn't.
Should I give him if he's dead?
Nah.
No, sorry. Let's not that deep.
Oh, I can't believe get that. That's stupid. That's bad, that.
Yeah. Christopher Plummer is fucking mad.
The Hills might have been alive with the sound of music, but Julie Andrews kept doing what during the filming?
Farting.
Now think about it.
Singing.
No, she do something. It's technically right. It's not the answer. No, it's not the answer It's not the answer I've got.
She kept right.
She's on the Hills. She's on the Hills.
Can I get the question again?
Yeah. The Hills might have been alive, even, with the sound of music, but Julie Andrews kept doing what during the filming? Kept doing what during the filming?
Skiing.
I'll give you that.
No, yeah. Yes, he's giving me. It's up to Jay's discretion. Yeah. Thank you very much. What's the answer?
Yeah. Well, why? Technically, it's kind of true.
What's the answer?
Falling down hills.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
That's a shambles. That what falling down a hill and skiing is not the same thing.
Okay, what was the?
If it's not falling down a hill.
Yeah, that is the definition of skiing.
Thanks, Jay.
No, it's not.
One. That's one on the
falling,
ball.
Falling. It's riding down a hill.
Falling, riding, potato, it's potato. What was the original title of the film?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's hard. That.
Fuck off.
It is actually week two. It's only week two. Don't swear.
No, he's giving you skiing.
I've
and got.
I'm going to shout. Yeah.
Go on then.
The original title was called No Way Nazi, No Way.
Fucking hell, he's only nailed it.
He's nailed it! No, what was it?
It was called The Singing Heart.
The Singing Heart, classic. It's a pretty standard general knowledge question, that. Right. I would have got it.
What?
That's I would have got it.
I would have got the Christopher Plummer one.
Honestly, Jay, you don't know because you're not here enough. The guy is obscene with
listen,
the questions.
Listen, if week one isn't...
One week, every single answer to my questions was Paris... And another week, he asked me, what's the population of Paris to France to within a million? I got it within a million, and he said I was wrong.
Right, go on. What are these answers? I swear to God, if these are tough,
right.
This is week one.
So
has
your
to be like...
topic is numbers so, one to ten.
So just to stop, so when you say there, this is week one, so it has to be like, you've picked what you think, and I realise what you're doing now. You picked traffic lights last week because you thought, three colours, three questions, what colour is next? And now you've gone 1 to 10. You think there are, I'm going to ask you, what comes after 5, don't you?
I hope so.
Is that why you've picked these such simple things? Yeah. What are you going to pick next? Gas.
What do you think? That's not simple, is it?
I've got to say, these are ridiculously easy, these. If you don't get all three, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right.
Right, seriously. What is a number?
And now, before you start the answer, you've got 10 seconds to answer this, and your definition has to be close enough to the real definition
what
that Jay gives you.
What are you talking about?
What number's 1-10? Question 1, what is a number? You have 10 seconds, starting from now.
A number is a digit. It's a digit, it's a mathematical, it's something used in maths to help count things.
Correct. Well done. What's the official definition, Jay?
An arithmetical value expressed by a word, symbol, or figure representing a particular quantity and used in counting and making calculations.
We'll give him that. He did well.
Also,
there.
What's with the time?
Because on that one, it was.
I didn't give you a 10-second timer.
Because that was on a definition thing. So I don't want you to just dawdle till you've hit all the words in the sentence. Oh, you had to say it, and you did. Well done.
Question number two.
You need this. You need this to stay alive.
What is the generic name for a nine-sided shape?
It's got nothing to do with numbers 1 to 10.
A nine-sided shape.
Jay, would you say that's within the remit of the numbers 1 to 10?
100%.
Thank you.
And you can work this out.
That's not.
You can work this out.
If we did shapes, then yeah.
Jay.
But we're doing numbers 1 to 10.
Nine-sided shape. Think about it. You can work this out. Come on, right,
what's
think.
What's a six-sided shape?
Fuck you.
I don't know. You don't know.
What?
Is it an octagon or something like that?
That's
six-sided shape. Well, that's going to be eight.
Hexagon.
That's no, a six-sided shape.
That's what?
Nine-agon. No, I'm not having this.
Is it the bar? Is it the bar? It's
I'm
a nonagon.
What? Okay. If my specialist subject...
Okay, just so you know, it's not Nynagan, so you got that one wrong.
If my specialist... It's like me asking you about another Christopher Plummer film.
No,
he was in The Sound of Music. Yeah. Like, I understand what you're talking about, but yeah, it's a question about shapes.
You almost before said...
I wanted prime numbers. I wanted, you know, what's thinking times by three. I wanted maths questions. Not what's this... What's the next Joe, one? And also, that's a tough one.
All right.
Noticed a trend. You getting upset at these questions.
This is a bit of a diva.
I tell you what, I'm not getting my backs waxed. If I'm not getting my
right, this is easy.
I'm not.
This
is
you're a child.
That is a tough. I hope the comments realise that is a tough one.
Right, listen. This one's easier.
So what was it? What was the answer, Jay?
Nonagon.
A Nonagon.
Right, you ready?
You can go for, right. I don't mean to go through from 0 to 10.
No, I'm not asked.
Right.
No one's asked.
Yes, right.
In shapes.
Well, you are.
If we wanted to do a thing on shapes, I would have picked shapes.
All right.
Fucking hell.
Question three. This is fun. Which nation invented the Hindu Arabic, that's 1 to 10, scale number system?
That's a fair question. The numbers 1 to 10. Who invented the numbers 1 to 10? That couldn't be more within the remit.
That's
here.
Tough.
Which nation invented it? Where did the numbers 1 to 10 come from?
Greece.
No.
No, it's not. I am not doing it.
That's a tie.
No, I am not doing the hexagon one. That's about shapes.
Listen.
That's about shapes. You give him right. Falling down the hill. This is cheating. Cheating.
Which nation invented the Hindu Arabic number system? Greece.
I thought it was like they did maths and that.
That's not a bad idea. They invented the calculator.
It was it?
Yeah. India. Indian mathematicians between the 1st and 4th centuries.
I'm not having it because one of my things was about shapes. No. I'm not.
Jay's gonna come up with it.
I'm on the strike. I'm seeing it.
All right. I tell you what.
I'm gonna pick it.
Listen. No. We'll combine.
Talk to my union.
We'll combine the two. We'll combine the two topics.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Combine the two topics, right, for a tiebreaker.
No.
Right.
Where's Mick? Get Mick on the phone.
Listen.
Mick.
Stop.
Where's Mick?
Joe does it. I'm sorry that you have to see this. He does this every week.
I am.
Right.
Not.
Listen. We're gonna do a tiebreaker. Yeah.
So what is it? First.
No.
Buzzers.
Right. Hang on. Let me see if I can get the answer.
You're so upset that you have to get your back waxed.
No. It's inevitable that I'm going to get back waxed. I'm not going to turn it around, am I? Get a draw out of Joe versus Joe. I just don't like the injustice of it.
What's the injustice?
What is the size of a 9? I would have taken the 5 because it's week 1. Absolute
week
fucking
one.
Shambles.
Right.
Week 1? I asked you where it was.
Hang on a minute. I'm trying to find someone.
City in Austria was it set?
World famous. There's only about 2 cities in Austria anyway.
Right, hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Right. So we do a tiebreaker.
And if I get this right,
you've got to speak to my union.
No, are we going to do it for both of you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, hang on a minute.
So we both have a guess.
Right. Okay. How old? So it's a number one between 1 and 10.
Whoever gets closest
was the youngest Von Trapp. So it's combined there. You've got a bit of numbers. Sound of Music and a bit of numbers. Yeah.
Right, okay. So we both have a guess. You go first.
4.
I was going to say 4. So I'll go 5.
I think that Joe McGrath might be right.
Well, do you know?
I was trying to find it, right? I got on.
Absolute shambles.
All right. I'm sorry, because... Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, no, 5.
No!
5.
Yeah!
5,
yeah!
Sorry.
No, yeah!
Age 5. Joe! Gretel von Trapp, age 5.
Injustice.
I'm calling
A5.
Ethan.
I'm calling
Joe,
Ethan.
It's over, mate.
It's not over. Nah, I'm on
sorry.
Nah.
Yeah, Gretel, she was 5.
No, go away. Go away. My toy's coming out the pram. Away, it's not happening. It's not happening. Numbers 1 to 6. The injustice.
7...
The injustice of this.
It's
won. I'm not doing Joe versus Joe again.
I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
And you've made it awful.
You've struggled.
You've made it a shambles.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a fair tiebreaker.
Also, the question you got right, you didn't even get right. You said skiing.
Very similar.
Falling downhill.
I'm 6'2". null and void.
7-2. So that means it's Joe's got to get his back
waxed. It's done. I'm speaking to Ethan when he gets back. I'm speaking to Ethan. I don't mind getting my back waxed, but I'm not falling like that.
Skiing like that.
I swear to God,
that's
Jake.
That's what you mean.
Do you see what you've done, Jake?
Well, I thought falling downhill, skiing, it's similar. Give him a bit of a, you know.
It's not similar.
You were helping him anyway. You were giving him clues. Yeah. So I thought, I didn't think it was that serious. I didn't realise it was going to be such an issue.
I got an 8-1. Why couldn't you ask me that? No, week one question, that.
Nonagon.
Nonagon.
Should we move on?
Yeah, I'm not. It's 6-2. There's no point.
7-2. Joe's going to get his
back. No, I won't. Well, no,
I'm sorry. I feel like I've caused drama.
Who are you texting? There's no. There is. Just to be clear, there is no podcasters union.
I'm texting Ethan.
He's away.
He needs to have a say in this. That was a shambles. Oh, we were
right.
Together.
That's Joe versus Joe this week. 7-2. Joe needs to get his back waxed, and we will show that on the podcast. Very special.
No.
Patrons only.
No.
What's next, Joe?
No. You're in charge of the next feature, I know, you fucking ass.
That's getting cut out. You've really let yourself down today.
You both have
really. Really. You know what?
You were willing to play that tiebreaker, so you can't blame me, because you was like, all right, I'll do the tiebreaker.
It's not like you, this Joe.
I honestly thought this was like a jovial round that wasn't that deep.
No, it usually is when Joe wins.
What, twice?
When Joe wins, it goes ever so smoothly. So this is Ask Us, where we read out your emails. And these are to find out a bit about us. We're not giving advice. We're giving a bit back.
Yeah.
Right? This is from Jimbo. And he says, hi, guys. I'm a member of the first 500 Sloppers here.
Well
Thank
done.
You very much.
Join
the Patreon
out.
If you haven't already. I've been told I'm the spitting image of Zlatan. Who would you say your celebrity lookalike is? Jimbo. Joe, I'll start with you. Who do you get? Honey Monster.
No, not a Honey Monster. I get Henry the Eighth on this pod. And they've been very kind.
Don't it look like Henry the Eighth, Jay?
Henry the Eighth, what a leader.
Yeah.
They've been very kind in photoshopping some Henry the Eighth photos. Mm. So I was thinking we could get some plastered on the walls here.
I'm going to get one framed to put it behind you from now on.
But if I do that, you've got to get one as well. I want the classic, Last Supper picture, but you're in the middle.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm happy to do that. Yeah, I get Jesus all the time. You do look like Henry VIII, though.
I don't like him that much.
You do?
I don't. What features?
The beard. The head shape is bang on. You got quite a sort
of... Yeah, but all you've seen is Henry VIII. It's like a painting.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Well, it's just a painting, isn't it?
Okay. And Jesus? Tell us when we met Jesus that time. I get compared to paintings constantly. I get Jesus all the time. I get Russell Brand occasionally.
Yeah.
My barber once said I look like Ashton Kutcher, which I don't know.
Where's that from?
No idea. He's like, you look like him. You know, you look like him from Two and a Half Men. Like,
what did he
Charlie
do?
Charlie Sheen. He went, no, the new guy.
The Kutcher. New guy, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Don't know.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
No.
Jay, who do you get?
I've had all sorts, mate. I've had Mel Farah, which I don't really think. I had Dion Dublin. When I was younger, Skunk and Anansi, the singer from Skunk and Anansi.
that's good, good answer.
Yeah, I've had a few, to be honest with you. Just lazy, though, aren't they?
That is not fun.
Your kids did a celebrity lookalike for you as well, didn't they?
Oh, well, there's the one time when there was a couple of times. Once, when my daughter was very young, she was looking over my shoulder and she was saying, Daddy, and pointing at something. And when I looked over at what she was pointing at, it was a packet of Uncle Ben's. It was the guy on the Uncle Ben's packet. That's a bit disconcerting.
Uncle Ben.
She was only about one or whatever. So, you know what I mean? I can't have a digger.
Jeez.
Can't have a digger anyway.
Uncle Ben.
I used to get
it's just called Ben's now.
The guy off.
Is it just Ben's?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Why were the uncle? Was he a bit of a weirdo?
It had racial connotation. Took it out.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. There you go.
Yeah.
But I've had loads. The guy off the Chase, they did that as well. They used to call him Daddy. The Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace.
What happened?
Right. You okay? You can do this.
Cut to me.
You've done this before.
Hello, Sloppy Joes and Ethan.
Well, Ethan's getting the shout out. That's not good, is it, Jay?
Jay today.
I know.
I was hoping you could help me out, but it's actually a question.
Okay.
During your podcast, which I love, by the way,
thank
in brackets, you touch a lot on how Joe shits himself weekly, and you've also touched on how Joe Smith wipes his arse and occasionally gets shit on his wrist.
Yeah.
What I would like to know is if I'm in the wrong for being a front wiper. I don't feel like I get a good enough wipe or clean from the back. The only thing is with the front wipe is not only do you get the odd shit-stained hand, you also get a wet wrist from willy dribble. Should I revert to back wiping or sacrifice no willy dribble for a better wipe?
Wow, this is a great question. Jay, we've all said, well, how we wipe. How do you wipe?
Just standard, really, in bathroom and that.
No, stood up, sat down?
You wipe in the bathroom, you stood up?
Stood up. Behind with my hand behind my back.
Is it I'm tied behind your back? Or do you go like that?
Yeah, just I don't know, like from the back.
I don't stand up, me.
You don't stand up?
No, I feel like you're in a weird position when you're standing up.
Really?
You like doing a jiggy, aren't you? Like,
yeah, because if you think the aim of the game can is you, to get
can you
there.
Wipe in front of people?
What? When do you ever need to do that?
Because some people like will have a wee in front of the partner or whatever, but won't have a poo or they won't.
I don't think I could ever wipe my ass
in front of you. Like, is that off? No.
Have you ever?
No. I don't. I'll have a wee in front of me, missus and that, but I won't. Like anything else is just no.
I felt like there was a story there. And you reversed. Like you reversed so quickly.
No. Like honestly, I'm not. I'd tell you anything. I just told you my kid thought look like Uncle Ben's. I'm not precious.
He didn't tell us that.
Now's not the time to be candid. To be coy.
The front wipe is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but like you know what you mean.
Are you not worried about getting poo on you?
A little bit of the gooch. But
yeah, but here's the question for that. People say that, and I always think that's the instinct. The first thing you think is, oh, you wipe from the front, you get shit on your bollocks. You ain't got shit halfway up your back from wiping backwards.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah,
so and if anything...
But you're taking away, aren't you, when you wipe backwards? You're taking it away before you get to your back, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's what you would do wiping front ways.
Forward, take it a bit away. See, I'm sitting down from the back.
I don't know. I think it's complicating it.
Going I feel like I might have to change it. My shoulder's getting worse.
Give it a go.
Pop out whilst wiping my butt.
I'll try it.
Have you ever tried the sitting down?
Sitting down wipe?
Yeah.
Not really.
Try it tonight.
I'll try it. I'll give it a go. I'll give it the sitting down wipe and the front wipe as well.
You try it all. Jay's reviews.
I think, Jay, if you think about it, standing up. Do you know those? Have you ever seen those paper sort of beaks that when you pull them close, you pull them tight, they close, and when you pull them,
the one where you like guess your future,
that kind of thing. Yeah. If you think about your bum as one of them, when you're sat down, it's like that. It's open.
Yeah.
But when you stood up, it's all stretching long and closing off.
Ah.
So you're trying to sort of walk through a closed door when you wipe stood up, Jay. Whereas if you open the door first, you might have to.
That's very scientific.
Do you ever get a fudgy bum?
But like...
You know, you should have really done harder.
Sorry?
You should have really...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's nasty, isn't it? Hey, especially at our age.
What age?
What are you doing?
You're right.
If you look at the light, you don't sneeze. Or you do sneeze. Oh, you do sneeze. Oh, well, I don't watch it happen to me. I just looked at the light and it went away. Wow. I've got weird hay fever for me. What's going on?
Are you okay? What's happening?
I just got a real urge to sneeze. My eyes just started watering. What's this? God. Imagine it's the anger from before. Everything's boiling over.
I don't know what's going on with you, but we need to wrap this podcast up, Joe.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful time. You know, it kicked off a bit before.
Can you apologise?
No, I'm not apologising.
Are you, Joe? Joe, are you still my mate? Maybe. Have you forgiven me?
Yeah,
because I misjudged the room. I thought this was just having a laugh. Do you know what I mean? Talking about wiping our asses and Uncle Ben's music, and then it was all you looked cross. I didn't like it.
You know what? Thank you so much for coming in, Jay. Ethan,
you have been
he's thanks. Living it up in Iron Apple.
I've enjoyed it. I'm not Ethan,
got a
but
vlog coming for him very soon. Oh yeah,
we've missed him. Yeah. So don't worry, I won't be back next week. It'll be him.
Producer Jay, where can people find you, Producer Jay? If they want more of your production talent,
if they want more of Sloppy Joes, you made a little cameo on my podcast with Scotty. So it was Scotty, Motty, and Sloppy Joe, or one half of it.
Scotty, Motty, and Sloppy.
Yep.
Check out the link for that is in the description.
Yeah, so come check it out. We were talking about our top five sporting icons, so check that one out.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. And please get more emails in. We love them.
Yeah.
I've got a task for everyone.
Oh, great.
Go this on. Is what I wanted to say. This is the task I've got for everyone. Where's the weirdest place or the best place the Sloppy Joe's podcast can be played out loud somewhere? So I want to know if you maybe work in a farm, or maybe someone works on a tannoy, near a tannoy, or like in a stadium, or like on arenas or gig venues or clubs or nightclubs. If someone's a DJ, play the Sloppy Joe's out for a bit.
Play the Sloppy Joe's theme tune.
It can be an empty place.
Plays the Sloppy Joe's theme tune to a packed club. I'll do one episode naked.
Yeah.
No. Right. Seriously.
Yeah.
We can make that. You've got connections there, Joe McGrath. Yeah. You can make that happen.
Please, that's your task. We want to know where's the most, the craziest, the best, the wonderful, the weird place you can get the Sloppy Joe's podcast played out loud. Try and film it if you can. And email us, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another. We might need a new producer.
What?
Ethan's away for 10 days.
What? Is he?
Yeah.
You're not enough for 10
See
days.
See you later.
Bye.
Where's Jay? Today's sponsor is. We love them. We know them. It's Manscaped, Joe.
Yes. Who would have thought it? Manscaped was sponsoring our podcast.
It's great that, isn't it?
Love it.
Summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth.
They really are smooth. You could. What do you do with smooth stuff?
Rub it on your face.
You could rub it on your face. You heard me right.
Eat your dinner off it.
Our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls are nice and smooth as Floridian sand. As nice. Florida sand.
Nice.
In summer, you want to kill some cold beers and have a barbecue.
Yeah, but you don't want to kill the vibe.
What does kill some cold beers mean?
Just
love it. And you also just want to be free. You want to be pube free. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0 to keep the party in the pants looking crisp and refreshing all summer long.
It's perfect. And all you have to do to get in with Manscaped is use the code JOES20. With that, you get 20% off and free shipping. The 20 in the JOES20 represents the 20% you're getting off. That's why
it's that simple.
Works. JOES20 for 20% off and free shipping. Now, I don't want to be mean or to call anything out, but you'll be the first to admit you've got a pretty hairy back.
Oh, hairy, yeah.
You're a person that needs scaping.
Yes, it is.
Manscaped is just perfect for you, isn't
it? I use Manscaped. I am bald as a coot down there. Yeah. It is great for trimming. I go upwards. When you shave, do you go upwards or do you go downwards?
I tend to go downwards.
Really?
Yeah, I do actually.
I play with fire. I like to go towards the shaft.
That's good. I'm very impressed by that. Manscaped. Make sure they've got...
Right, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need. They have these amazing lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker ears, definitely ears, get your weed whacker in there, and nose hair trimmer. They have crop preserver ball deodorant and crop reviver toner, as well as their performance boxer briefs and a little travel bag. Just a little one.
You just pop it all in there. Take it out
with you. Take your goodies
with you. It's perfect. It really is. Manscaped are brilliant. I use them all the time. I genuinely get compliments every time I use it. Wow. It's twice as big as it used to be. No. I just removed this sort of obstructive foliage. It's as simple as that. That's one thing people don't talk about. Yes, it removes sweat. Yes, it helps wick away moisture with the boxers. But also, if it's neatly groomed and tightly put together, it looks bigger.
It looks bigger. It's like the opposite of what happens to spinach.
Exactly. It wilts in the pan, but you won't wilt with a pan with Manscaped.
Make sure you
use the code JOES20 at checkout to get 20% off and free shipping. Link in the description. If you've heard Manscaped ads before, you've watched podcasts, you've seen, you know about them, and you've never clicked the link, just give it
a go.
Because genuinely, they are brilliant, and I use them all the time. Manscaped.com. Use the code JOES20 for 20% off and free shipping. Back to the show.